Yeah, he still would die, but
then, you know what I'm saying, Saturday night to Saturday night.
It takes me. That trans throat is different, huh? I'm that bad for real. This is an L I gotta take, but I'm done with the swipe and pipe act forever. Yeah.
Felt like they just they peaked.
High school?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. What was that?
His phone.
Do the count. All right.
That nigga.
Who, Lil Tyler?
That nigga. No.
Lil Tyler?
When you look at the Double XL rap class, when he was on, them niggas could not rap.
Oh, the only nigga I really liked was Finesse Two Times, Lola, and my dog, what his name is? What is his name?
Doc.
Damn.
Don't ask me because I don't fucking know.
Hold on, I got some.
I don't ask none of them. I don't know none of these niggas.
I'm going to tell you. Hold on, let me get it. It's on the tip of my tongue. Pause. DC to Dawn.
I got you, but that just... You had to say pause with the tip of the tongue. I get what you mean. It's on the tip of my tongue. That's a saying.
Yeah. But you know, these motherfuckers nowadays be different.
Yeah, they be taking it too far. You know, I'm pissed off because Chicago, we lost to the Bucks in our first game by 2 freaking points. By 2 points with the Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh, yeah.
Like, come on, man. We lost by 2 points.
Nigga, just together, just started.
Oh, God. Okay. So, what we going? What we talk? Matter of fact, let's get back on music. Okay. Now, like I said, let me go back. I had to smack my legs so I could wake myself up. God damn.
It's not, I don't think it's going to work for me, bro. Did you eat, nigga?
I only ate, like, bro. Well, I mean, Bugles, like a little thing of Bugles is like,
Bugles and chips in it?
Yeah, it was chips. It was cone chips. It was like this much in the bag. It was my mom's Bugles. I ate the rest of them like this. That shit was only that much.
So, nigga, we over here low on energy right now.
But you know what can pick us up?
Imagine my right.
Where you had it, but you kind of ruined my chance. You can see the camera like. But yeah, that is true. Magic Mind is our today. Is our today smart? Is today's.
Is our today. What?
No. I don't know, man. I'm trying to think. Is today's sponsor. Matter of fact, get the bag right there. I keep forgetting you got talking to Mike. Actually, let me holler that one. Oh, you know what? I was about to drink it and then talk about it, but let's talk about it, because I was about to just... All right. I'm trying to multitask.
Don't guzzle it like you did last time. And nigga... I don't know what the fuck is that?
It why? It was the bottle, bro.
I'm like, damn, nigga.
Hey, how you going to get mad at me? Not mad, like, get on me. That was the bottle itself. Oh, okay, here it is. All right. Like we said, with Magic Mind... I thought my phone about to drop. No. Okay, let's get back on track, man. Let's get back on track.
Okay.
All right. Magic Mind. Magic Mind is a basically... What in the world? My brain going fast. It's a non-caffeinated, all-natural ingredient drink. And what we mean by that is basically has ingredients like lion's mane, ashwagandha, in which I'm trying to zoom into this goddamn old thing so I can read it. Because I cannot remember things from line. Try to improvise. I don't want to improvise because I miss it. Might get it wrong. That is true. Ashwagandha. Okay. See, like right now. No, that's not ashwagandha. It's matcha. Matcha is basically a natural extended release caffeine. It's a type of caffeine. So I was wrong. Like I said, don't want to improvise. caffeine from matcha takes longer to release and help to reduce stress. Basically... All in all, these ingredients in Magic Mind will help relieve stress, like ashwagandha, lion's mane, which is the mushroom. Thank you. I was right again. And they will also help you with your digestive tract. So as some people might go ahead and get indigestion from coffee or might get a heartburn or something like this, this would not give you no heartburn. It would give you no indigestion. It would basically mellow you out. So instead of having like caffeine where you drink coffee, Monster Energy drinks, Kickstars, Red Bulls, anything, instead of y'all like having that burst of energy at the beginning and then later on just crash and plummet, right, with Magic Mind, once you drink it, you will have that alertness and at ease and that calmness all throughout the day, actually. So you won't feel like you just go ahead and just have that whole energy spike and this crash and that's it. You'll have that continuous energy and productive energy throughout the day. And it won't, you know, increase your heart rate, make put you under stress, make you feel like AIDS will give you anxiety. It will mellow you out. God, dog, man. As right now. And while I drink this Magic Mind, Bam will tell you more about ashwagandha.
Basically, ashwagandha is something that I take. So, yeah, I can say more about it. But ashwagandha is something that helps with anxiety. Really just calms your mind down. I took one a day, actually. So, and it actually helps you wake up, too, as well. So, well, it's not helping me right now. But, you know, yeah. You all right over there?
It tastes like mango.
But doesn't it smell like a pineapple, though?
Does
right, it tastes good though.
It does taste good. It has a bite to it.
I must say it has like a bitter taste. If they could add like a little sweetness to it, it would be all right. But
it's like to the person that is. But the thing, yeah. But
teach zone.
Yeah. But real quick, but if you don't really like the taste by itself, if you don't want, you don't have to fully substitute it with your coffee. You can have it with your coffee. You can even mix it with your favorite juices like apple juice, orange juice, any other type of juice that you want to mix it with. And you can also, what I like to call it, is a Magic Mind latte, which you just have either, you know, cold milk or even warm milk, hot milk, whatever temperature you want your milk, and mix it with Magic Mind.
I want to do warm milk, though.
That is true. Yeah, that is better. And like you said, it's basically called a Magic Mind Latte. And if y'all don't believe what we're saying, you can actually go on their website at magicmind.com. And it's backed. Why I had to think, because I just stumped myself. It is, all this information is backed by actual doctors that can, well, yeah, regular doctors for immune system and basically other doctors for like, what is the thing that I'm trying to, therapist, God. Dang, well,
what did you say again? Because I can help you. I was zoning out just now.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I can't think. Oh, bro, I really can't think.
What did you say?
Okay, now I can think straight. All the information that, if y'all don't believe what we're saying, all the information is backed by actual doctors on the website. You can check it out on magicmind.com. You can test their tests. You can check their testimonies, everything.
Reviews.
Yep.
All day.
And we were surprised, to be honest with you, that even the Kardashians drink a Magic Mind, because this company is based off in California.
So I'm surprised that happened. But yeah.
Yeah. And if y'all want to get some Magic Mind for yourselves, you can go to the link right here. It will be in description, but also pop up right here. And you can go to www.magicmind.com/southern. Again, www.magicmind.com/southern. And you can also use our promo code to get 56% off your subscription for the next 10 days. And the code is, in all capitals, Southern20. Mm-hmm. And it's spelled Southern 20. Say it again, in all capitals, Southern 20. Southern 20.
Southern was in the podcast and Magic Mind.
I really wish we could actually do that, talk fast and say that. Right.
That shit would be so hard.
This episode is, I can't talk.
This episode is sponsored by Magic Mind. Please. And it had like the words coming up, everything.
Oh, yeah. And before we even continue further on, we got some exciting news. And guess what? We had checked this out yesterday, because I ain't gonna lie, Like, checking out emails, shit terrible because the emails don't pop up on your phone. Like, I want notifications. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the notifications on, but they really don't show you the notifications, which is aggravating. And then...
Right, I see my regular email, but not the podcast email.
That's what I'm saying. But the thing is...
Right, before that. Oh. If you ever want to ask us questions or anything, questions, concerns, if you got topics for us to talk on, hit us an email, hit us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all that.
12.
It should be in the link tree down below or in the description down below.
Yeah. I had to think. Wow, bro, I'm having a terrible day. I'm stumping myself right now. I'm freezing. Like, I'm doing some stupid behind face while I'm freezing. But like I said, we got some fantastic news. We have been put on a blog post of the top 20 Southern podcasts. Well, up-and-coming Southern podcasts. We are number 11. And we'd like to give a big appreciation. I mean, a big thanks to the founder of FeedSpot. I about to say Feed Sports because I'm about to read so quick. It's FeedSpot. And we are actually was surprised. I ain't gonna lie. We were surprised on our own because we wouldn't believe that, you know, for up and coming podcast that we've been doing this for about what now? Like almost like a year or two now?
Two years right now.
Up and coming podcast, still making our way through here, through life and stuff like that. We've been honored to be put on someone's blog post. Especially FeedSpot blog post for the top 20 Southern podcasts.
Right.
And we are number 11.
Number 11. We almost 10. We could have hit top 10.
Yeah, we could have hit top 10.
We're going for number 1 on all platforms soon, though.
But yeah, we highly appreciate them for putting us there and actually give us, like, I wouldn't say the recognition we deserve, but the recognition that, or needed, or the recognition that we didn't expect.
Right. Cause, you know, we in a low country right now. I mean, it's probably a good bit of podcast right now, but at a Southern, I think we should have got it.
Yeah,
I feel like we should have.
Like, the thing is, like, it don't even matter. We are humble all day, every day, and like, we wouldn't even mind collaborating with other podcasts down here in the low country, even right. Or even in the South, that, you know, wouldn't mind having us on their show, or, you know, having Zoom calls, some stuff like that. Hit us up, we'll answer. We might. I'm not gonna lie. Because of the notifications, we might miss it, take like about 2 or 3 days to answer, but
right.
Hey, we'll answer you. Even people who want to send us suggestions stuff, we will answer you.
We will get to it. Don't give up on us yet. You know, sometimes it'll be us, it'll be the social media and the media platform that be messing up sometimes.
Yeah, because we be thinking like, sometimes we think like, hey, if whoever answers, if they don't, they don't. Sometimes we don't think like, oh, somebody will answer us. Like, we don't think about that. We just go with the flow.
Right. We just move on with life.
But yeah, we like to thank FeedSpot, and thanks to the founder of FeedSpot. I'm sorry I cannot pronounce your name because it's a tongue tie. I'm not trying to, like, it's for me, it's a tongue tie. Especially because sometimes I'm illiterate. I read fast and all that. Like, I sound out things for one word and it's a different ass word.
Why you still a dream? It was a song stuck in my head, and I had to sing it real fast.
No, you good. Yeah, but like you said, since we was talking about songs, let me tell you something, man. Let me go back in my notes, because I can't. Something wrong with me. Can I navigate? Okay, I can navigate. All right.
It's yep, 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 yep.
I was trying not to laugh. All right. Now, let me tell you something. Now, matter of fact, I got a little clip. For the people who have not seen this, I'm going to try to put the link down there in YouTube, in our description.
Ooh, God.
Damn, knock his helmet off.
If he would have connected a little hard, he probably would have been out of the game.
That's a hefty-ass boy. But anyway, back to... Okay, what do you think about Taylor Swift? As a matter of fact, let's get this disclaimer out of the way. For Taylor Swift fans, this is our opinion. This is not a fact. This is our opinion. We ain't trying to spread no hate, but whatever we say, that's our opinion. That's all we got to say right now.
Yeah, we about to see it.
Now, what do you think about Taylor Swift? Not like as a person. She's good as a person. She's all around good, fantastic as a person. But what do you think about her career in general?
I mean, I only heard one song really from her, and that was Shake It Off. So
that is true.
It was played back in the day. It was played almost every single day in the store, on the radio. And that's
back
all you seen on
back
YouTube.
In the mid-2000s, yeah.
Yes.
Especially like you hear, I forgot some of her songs. I forgot when did she really come out, because like when I was growing up, like she did come out kind of like early 2000s type thing. But the main thing I could tell you right now, when I listen to some majority of her songs, just like, you know, just to hear it, like back, like going back when she was starting in early, like mid-early 2000s, like when I was hearing it, it was mainly about like messed up relationships that she had.
So basically, she was like how we are with our black culture with breakups.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like her songs are more majority of her songs. Like they like you got all those like pump it up songs and all, not pump it up, but like you know, like upbeat songs. She got them, but like to be honest with you, what do you really hear from Taylor Swift? Like a song like about breakup mainly, like. Every dude that she dated did her wrong, or she had a breakup from her. Like she came there. Like I feel like almost like half of her album like talked about breakup. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like sometimes, like the songs I hear, like some of the majority of songs, like it talks about breakup. And but let me since you said this, okay. This is gonna be a dumb rhetorical question, but who you think has the better career, Whitney Houston or Taylor Swift?
Whitney Houston.
Thank you. So
that's not an opinion, that's a fact.
That is a fact, actually. That is a fact. And for the people, like, I know we say it's opinion, but right now, that is definitely a fact.
That's a fact.
Because I know y'all going to tear us apart in the comments, or y'all probably talk bad about us for whoever hears this. But let's be honest, man.
I don't give a damn if y'all talk about me. I'm standing on business.
Yeah, that is true. I don't care either. But the thing is, Whitney Houston is more... What is the word I'm looking for? I would say more prolific, but that's probably the wrong word of choice.
She's more everything.
She's more...
I'm about to look up some facts right now. Shit.
Go ahead. Because she's... The word will come to me later, but she's more all around a better singer in a bit... Better singer in her career in her own right. Because come on, bruh.
And y'all can say all the stuff. She was, like, Whitney was on drugs. She was on cocaine.
Yeah,
okay,
but guess what? Yeah, she still sold number one albums. She still sold number one hit songs. Her songs had more meaning than anything.
She was still good before she did crack.
Oh, God. And the thing is, it was this video right here. Let me let you. I'm going to try to see if I can put this in the link. Like the link down here to TikTok. But listen to this real quick. I meant to show you this last time. Look at this dude, look. The dude says a little biased.
I think the Whitney Houston is also amazing separately, but that's all I'm going to say about this, because anybody that has any opinion on Taylor Swift without actually knowing anything about it, I don't respect at all, and you were included in that.
No, I she's a talented person. She's not Whitney Houston.
Because I don't like all the injustice happening in this office today. Like, everybody's talking like, oh, maybe Jake Gyllenhaal was right. Well, fuck off. Like, you don't even know.
I don't know
what Jake Gyllenhaal
is.
We'll figure it out.
And see, that's what everyone, she said Taylor Swift, she's a singer, she's a songwriter. Who in the world wrote majority of Whitney Houston's songs? She did herself. She did. Majority of her songs she wrote herself. Hell, bet money she wrote songs for other singers too.
I'm pretty sure she did.
I'm pretty sure she did too. Like, come on, let's be for real. And you telling me she a singer, and that's when she took it to the dude said, man, he said that's a little too much. Like, she said she's our goddess, our Lord and Savior. Come on, bruh. Whitney Houston wrote all her songs.
If not,
majority of her songs.
Because I think Babyface wrote her song.
And also, I think Bobby Brown also did when it was, yeah. They, but like, who wrote majority of the songs when she started off her career? She did herself. Let's be for real, bro. Who has more impactful songs than those two? Whitney Houston does.
Whitney Houston.
Who has more songs that have more meaning?
Whitney Houston.
And plus, guess what? She combined R&B with gospel. Like, come on. Like, how can you be more touching and more just in tune with that?
I can put one song better than Shake It Off that I know of, Taylor Swift. I can put one Whitney Houston song better than that. What's that song Q was playing last night?
Nothing.
That motherfucker there.
Yeah, that. Matter of fact, let's go right here. Whitney. Right here. I have it right here. You have How Will I Know? I Have Nothing. I Will Always Love You. higher love, and I want to dance with some. I want to dance with somebody. But you guess how many? Mm-hmm. Okay, this is just Spotify by itself. Guess how many plays does I Want to Dance with Somebody have?
How many? At least it hasn't happened. Like, it's in the millions.
No, that thing got 1 billion.
Oh, shit. Okay, good.
1,053,243,625. Now, guess how many plays she got per month on Spotify still, and she's, God bless her soul, she has passed on now. Guess.
Still in the millions right there.
2.4 mil.
Shit, yeah. Come on now. You can't compare her to nobody.
Even though she's passed away, she's still number 238 on Spotify. Now let's look at Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift, she, like, you know, she's still living. She's still making songs. I respect that. But she, guess what she has? She has, but on Spotify, she has 100.9 mil. I get that. She's number two. But guess who's number one on Spotify?
Whitney Houston.
No. Guess who's really number one now? Right now, right?
Ariana Grande. My fault.
She's good too. I ain't gonna lie. She's good too.
I thought, nigga, cause she dropped some.
She
got multiple features with Nicki Minaj, I believe.
Yeah, she does, and she's good too. I feel like I pick her over Taylor Swift, to be honest with you.
Hell yeah.
And but who? Okay, I'll give you. You think it's a man or a woman?
I think it's a man at this point.
Okay, let's get. Okay, you got that right. I give you, what race you think they are? Actually, no. Like, okay, no. Scratch that. Let's not even do race. That's besides the point. That's really
different
besides.
Genre is the, yeah, same genre.
Yeah, yeah. That's besides the point. Yeah. But he's a dude. It's The Weeknd.
I figured that.
The Weeknd is number one. And I'm not gonna lie.
He hasn't dropped a song in a while though.
Cause guess we don't have to.
He really don't. He's like Rihanna. Rihanna don't have to drop a song.
Like, bro. Like,
she played a damn fucking the halftime show at Super Bowl.
Yes.
Pregnant. She ain't dropped a song. What?
Bruh, The Weeknd. This man got 105 million monthly listeners on Spotify. This man is number one. He don't have, bruh, the last, actually, he just released a single right now. With a feature, a single right now.
Was it just a feature?
No, actually, no, it's a single. And he got, it's with Diddy on it. Well, you just got to see right here. I think he's featured on it. But the thing is, yeah, French Diddy. Montana.
Oh, no, let me stop saying that.
Yeah. I think French Montana.
My fault, Diddy.
You think French Montana is still relevant?
Hell no. Fuck French.
Like, to be honest with you, he really ain't. But the thing is.
Bitch, shut up.
But, hey, like, back on the main thing. People who. I get Taylor Swift fans. Y'all love Taylor. Y'all defend her. Y'all probably die for her. But let's be real. If Whitney Houston was still here, bet money she would ask Whitney Houston to be a feature on one of her songs.
Yes.
If majority of all the female singers are all past, even men or women, R&B, famous R&B singers that made songs that just move with you back then and today, still today, bet money still have a feature Aaliyah.
Aaliyah.
If she, like, we already said, if Aaliyah was here, was still living, Beyonce would not be here.
She would be non-existent.
Even if Beyonce made songs, she still wouldn't be as big as Aaliyah.
I don't want somebody to name. Matter of fact, I think I might go live.
But, like, come on, let's be for real. Like, if you go live and you got Taylor Swift fans, like, we can sell. Like, come on, bro. There's Taylor Swift song. Taylor Swift got good hits, but some of those songs are not like move. Like, will move with you. Like, will be with you forever.
Right.
Not just because we're men and like our race or whatever. Like, what genre? Like, I listen to rock. I listen to R&B. I listen to soul. I listen to country. Don't matter what genre.
Oh,
I go.
We got an open palette of music.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. But the thing is, I can't stand when people go ahead and all say Taylor Swift is better than Whitney Houston. Like, that's what this
bullshit.
This is what this girl just said right here. Taylor Swift is better. No, because guess what? I feel like the majority of soul, R&B, or any other well-versed.
Ooh, my fault.
Oh, he took damn.
They tricked their ass. Oh my gosh. You gotta watch that back. They got their ass good.
Okay, let me just say this real quick. Like I said, like if any other R&B singer, Pat from the past that passed away, like Aaliyah, Whitney Houston, and all of them, if they never sung or if they never done this, some R&B singers probably wouldn't even be inspired.
To be honest, for real, because most of these singers right now, they be inspired by Aaliyah, Whitney Houston.
Even with rap, even with country, even with rock and roll. If you never had Van Halen, Kiss,
Kurt Cobain,
the Rolling Stones, freaking AC/DC. If you never had those, if you never had them out, who else would have been inspired to make rock and roll?
Right. Kurt Cobain, that dude too.
But that's why I really don't get. That's why I can't stand what people be doing that shit for. But this is right here. You said Sexy Red pregnant with by Drake.
And I was about to ask you another question, cause shit, I'm about to say we need to have like a little versus. So we might start a little thing up with music every week, just having a competition of the song. But there's no song in Beyonce's palette of albums that could beat Aaliyah's album, because Aaliyah has 3 albums.
And yeah, because she was supposed to make her 4th one until that plane crash.
Right. And what, Beyonce has 16?
Like, bet money people who die over Beyonce today gonna say, Beyonce, nah. Mm. If you ain't listened to all 3 of those albums, or even listened to like 4 or 5 of those songs from those albums, right, you can't say that shit. Come
you
on.
You can't speak on it about nothing.
I just feel like,
don't be mad because you a bopper.
Am I bad? Is it? Like, I feel like even with Ashanti, mm-hmm, what was I Don't Wanna Go. It was off of Next Friday, the album off of Next Friday, the soundtrack. It's I Don't Wanna Be, Live Without You. This song said the verses that, like, I can't go. You know, it's I can't live without you. I don't wanna go without you, go without you. I don't wanna be without you, be without you. Yeah, you got to hear it. But then I feel like even some of the olds who, how about female rappers? So you think who you think is better than Nicki Minaj, even though she's a number one selling female artist in rap? Even old school, who you think is better than her?
Lil Kim.
That,
you got to think about it. Lil Kim and Trina paved the way for motherfuckers now.
Honestly, You forgot who paved the road for them. Missy Elliott. True.
Missy Elliott. Queen Latifah. Song Pepper.
God. I ain't gonna lie, I would pick Queen Latifah over Nicki Minaj any day.
Oh, hell yeah. I forgot about Queen Latifah had that shit. She was that shit wearing them pantsuits.
See, and now, man, she's seasoned, but I still mess with him. Stop.
Shit, you ain't lying.
She's seasoned.
Oh, who else? Damn.
Fuck it.
MC Eve Light.
You said
ooh,
Eve.
Ooh, motherfucker.
Yeah, you had said Eve. I remember Eve.
Yeah, I said Eve last night.
Ah, damn.
Eve was the first female Rough Rider.
True. Oh, damn. Probably got to switch the battery in a minute. This is why we probably need a director, man. Need somebody behind the cameras.
Yes.
Just damn. My fat ass don't feel like getting up.
You should have brought our director with her.
True, but we got to get things straightened out. I ain't gonna lie.
Man, we good. She cool. If we can put a whole group chat together, we good.
True. I do have her Instagram, yeah. But I got to say, but the thing is, when I saw her, she lived in North Carolina.
Oh, hell.
That's what I'm saying. But
she had to move down here, then. Fuck that.
Yeah. But let's.
No offense. We all cool. You know what I'm saying? We all cool.
But yeah, we already did the other little topic. If Aaliyah, let's get this straight now, right now. For all the Beyonce fans, I respect her. Beyonce is good in her own right. She's good. She's good.
She's ass. She's ass now. I'm saying now. She is ass. She made TikTok songs like Drake. That shit is annoying.
But who would you rather prefer, Beyonce or Drake?
Drake.
Who you think is more relevant making TikTok songs?
Drake.
To be honest with you, this man don't even have to make no more songs, to be honest with you.
You don't.
He really don't. He's like him and Lil Wayne, like they really don't. You already one of the, well, no.
Lil Wayne just making features now.
Yeah, the thing is, what kind of got me was still like, how can I say it? Dang, I had it in my mind, but it's coming. No, when people try to compare Drake with Michael Jackson. Nigga, like, we already discussed about this, but
that's
like
a whole different genre, you know, bro, and a whole different lane.
But no, they trying to say like, about how they are, like how they made it. I would like people, and guess what? Somebody shut this down. They said Drake was good. No, because these younger generations, bruh, when Drake was a teenager, he was still playing on Degrassi. Right. When Michael Jackson was a teenager, he went to the Queen of England and performed there. Exactly. At the Royal Palace.
Already doing stuff at the age of 5.
And that was the Jackson, and that's when you still was Jackson 5.
What was Drake doing at the age of 5?
I don't know. Like, God bless her soul, Princess Diana. He actually said he didn't want to perform Dirty Diana at when she was still living. But then she pulled him to the side. He said, "Are you going to play the song?" He said, "What song?" He said, "The Dirty Diana." He said, "No, I did it for the respect of you." She said, "No, I don't care." She said, "I want you to play that song." She said, "That's my favorite song."
Damn.
Princess Diana, Dirty Diana, come on, that's her favorite. Of course, that would be her favorite song.
I ain't gonna lie. Hey, MJ had pull.
People kept on questioning sexuality, but hey, bro, he got. But one thing I can't get, you nigga wearing your kid's blanket.
I mean, nigga, damn.
I get it, but like,
if you spell it right, it might say, it might look hard. Right,
yeah,
blanket, BLANKYT. That's not hard.
And the Y is silent. Yeah,
yeah, that's not hard.
Yeah, but like you said, if Aaliyah had never passed away, yeah, Beyonce, like we already said, Beyonce would not be here. Like,
let me say this right now. I think if Destiny Child wasn't a thing, she would never made it without them. If Destiny Child wasn't a thing, Beyonce.
Yeah, I forgot she was on there.
Beyonce wasn't on Destiny Child.
I forgot she was on there. Damn.
Yeah.
Damn things I forget.
Because look how Kelly Rowland is and look how Beyonce.
Kelly Rowland been retired now?
I think so, but shit, look at how many hits she got.
And by herself,
yeah. She don't make music no more.
She really don't. Nigga, just like with Erykah Badu.
I'm saying.
She old, but...
She well seasoned.
She well seasoned. That's that Creole. That's that. Oh, no, that's Louisiana. That's that Old Bay. But now, let's go ahead. Let's get down to the meat and potatoes of this whole thing.
Yeah, what were you saying about sex?
You said right here, 6-year-old pregnant by Drake.
I think it's true.
That nigga got STD then.
Nah, that shit was old.
So you tell me she cleared up now?
I mean, she might.
She rapped saying that she proud that she got, that she glad she, like, she legit say she got it, like, a STD, like.
I mean.
I don't want that, goddammit.
I mean, maybe she don't got it now, but she.
Oh, damn.
She pregnant now.
Man, I hope it ain't by Drake. That nigga already got one child.
If it is, then it'll probably open her eyes to a different field.
Oh, fuck, nigga.
Think about it, though. If she got pregnant by Drake, it might open her eyes to a different field of different shit, and it'll probably change her mindset on certain shit, too.
And what do you think might happen? Drake probably will take that child, too, and probably, you know, take care of him like he did his first one. He's still in contact with his baby mama, like, you know, the baby mama. But still, you know, he mainly got the child. He paying for the child. He taking care of the child. He got full custody of the child. What are you talking about? He'll probably do the same thing with Sexy Red.
Probably so, but you know,
I probably would, goddamn it.
Sexy Red ain't going for that. You know that.
What, full custody?
She not going for that.
Nigga, and all of a sudden, what happens if this shit run out? This freaky shit run out and you ain't got no damn money. Guess what? I'm taking my child. You can come and visit. You can come and see him. I take him to you so he can see you. But damn that. I'm taking full custody. You still be in his life. Or you be in his or her life. But you best not. You motherfucker. You best not bring that freaky shit over here.
You sound like an old man. You motherfucker. You best not.
You best not, motherfucker. Now let's get to the main event. Damn it! I had to, because we got to get this shit straight out. You know we fuck. I can't talk.
Take your time. Damn, let me kiss the mic. That's a clip too.
But nah, we could get to the main event. The meat and potatoes of it. We are back on her ass.
Stop saying food, nigga. I'm hungry.
I know, right? I just made myself hungry. We are back on her ass again. Jada Pinkett Smith. Need to take that last name out. Anyway.
She should put goddamn.
Well, actually, Pinkett Smith. Pinkett Smith is. Pinkett is her last name. She doesn't
know. She need to put Smith out. She gonna change that bitch to Shakur in a minute. She gonna change that bitch to Shakur. Jada Pinkett Smith.
What the fuck?
No. Jada Pinkett Smith, Alcina Shakur Smith.
Damn, Smith twice?
Smith. Oh, no. I did say Smith first.
Yeah.
Alcina Shakur.
Damn, but the thing is, I feel. Oh, damn.
What happened, nigga?
Oh, I thought I missed and delete the whole. Oh, I thought I did, but nah, right here. Let's get this shit out of the way. This is. I really didn't read the book. I don't know why I went ahead and thought ahead saying that her book degrades Will. I really didn't get through the book. But some people say it kind of did.
It probably did.
It probably did. I ain't gonna lie. I said, what's the point of reading her book? Well, I like listened to an audiobook while I was working. I like the first chapter, like about her childhood and her grandma's garden and stuff. How she had two schools. One was actual regular school. One was her grandma's garden. Teacher etiquette and all that. I get that. I didn't read the whole thing.
That was beginning.
Yeah, that was beginning, yeah, because that shit got a whole bunch of chapters.
I would have skipped through that bitch.
I really was, and just skimmed through it. But I feel like it kind of did, like, in her own way, say it. But I feel like I don't get people keep on the reviews on her book said. Five stars or four? Like, actually, five stars. One girl gonna say, "You do you, queen." It's Will's fault. He needs to go and get a therapist. No
bullshit.
But no. But at the beginning, you telling me, drink some match mine, goddamn it. Get your shit straight. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to move out of my face.
But nah, the thing is, how are you gonna go ahead? Damn, my voice cracked.
I didn't want to say nothing.
But how you gonna tell somebody to get a therapist but you don't know anything in their own right? Because at the beginning of the book, she did say she was contemplating that she was gonna commit suicide. Like, she was gonna go ahead and go off, like, where they at. Like, there's a turn, like a cliff. There's a cliff. There's a turn, and the turners are kind of on the cliff, and people kind of getting accidents there all the time. And she was gonna do it, like, at night or something like that, like on her way home type drive, right. And like, but she was thinking about, like, she couldn't have the courage because she'd be thinking, like, what would her kids do without her or something like that. You know how people have those feelings.
Right.
And, like, the thing is, like, how you tell somebody needs a therapist, like, Will needs a therapist, she also needs a therapist because she was contemplating on killing herself.
Well, definitely.
Like, come on, man.
She can't talk about him need a therapist when she needs one herself, too.
That's what I'm saying. And the whole thing...
Everybody need a therapist once in their life, at least.
Yeah, at the beginning, like the prologue, she kept on saying, like, she kept on doing, like, yoga, doing all types of things, experiment with little drugs or whatever. Like, you know, like weed, probably mm-hmm. just mainly weed. Or, and, like, she talked to her, like, one of her friends with her, which their father went ahead and discovered something, like, some type of place or whatever they can relax or whatever, or whatever it was, like in another country or whatever. And yeah. I'm thinking, like, bro, I feel like the richer people get, the more delusional that they get,
the more they think they have more power than anybody else, really.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, they will go ahead and do some, like, some crazy shit. Like, remember Iron Man the movie, mm-hmm. the realistic one, and the female actress that played as Iron Man's boyfriend, like, on the first one. I mean, not boyfriend, Iron Man's girlfriend on the first one.
Which roles? What happened?
On the first one? Ah, I forgot her name. Let me check her out.
That's a hard paint job. Well, rap right there.
Oh, the plaid?
Neat, that's Burberry on there. That's that Burberry rap.
Nigga said Burberry. That shit reminds me of that cereal. Booberry. But no, Gwyneth Paltrow. Bet I want you to actually, let me say this. She has started a whole goddamn. But no, Gwyneth Paltrow started a whole thing called Goop. GOOP. And it's basically supposed to help people. Like, it's a thing, like, they sell products and stuff that sells, like, regular, like, things that can help you deal with stress or whatever, anxiety or whatever. Shit you not. Search it up right now. Like, go on your phone and type in goop.com, GOOP.com. And they actually made a Netflix series about this. I want y'all to go ahead and check, type in Goop, and y'all will see a whole series. I didn't see the whole series. I saw one episode because it was just too dumb. And I saw this on John. I got this from JonTron. Shout out to him, even though he don't probably ain't gonna know us. But like JonTron, he got his own YouTube channel. People would know, and he did a whole thing reacting to Gwyneth Paltrow's thing about Goop, and it was fun. Yes, that shit is true. These niggas will make you go ahead at the end. Guess what? At the last episode of the whole series, she basically the therapist said, like, you know, basically all in all the things that you used, mm-hmm. can you don't have to pay for it because you know. It's something about, like, you really don't need them because you can do your own thing with stress. Like, you have something else, you can use other things. You don't have to buy things to deal with stress. Just calm down, ease your nerves, you know, go out for a walk, clear your mind. And then all in all, basically, she said, yeah, so all the stuff that I got in my shop, you really don't have to buy. Look how much that shit costs. Like, simple shit that you be thinking, like, that's not going to cost that much.
Bullshit.
You see what I mean? You see this shit? You see that shit?
Yeah.
those figure earrings will cost you $6,850. That shit, basically, that purse, they sell. They don't even sell, like, look, they selling like all other type of shit. What the fuck? Little boots that cost you not, like, all this shit on here, you do not need. They just trying to sell some shit. Like, bro, you see how you basically robbing niggas? Like, if you go to the therapist section, like, you know, the ease, like the mind and stuff like that, like Goop stuff.
Yeah.
Like, for, yeah, wellness.
What, they got sex toys and shit?
Yeah, they do. And guess what? Guess what? On one episode they did on the Netflix series, they experiment mushrooms. Like, I was gonna show you that shit. Like, this is how dumb it is. And I'll be thinking, like, bruh, the richer you get, the more delusional you get, the more things you think you will know. Uh-huh. And the thing is, remember the dude, one of the old dudes that can actually go in like below freezing degree water? Uh-huh. And people were experimenting, like trying to see like how can his body handle it. This man was making up shit, saying like it's all in your mind, basically, and all shit like that. Like, nigga, you can explain? Can you even explain how you're able to stay in cold ice water?
Right. Like, how the fuck you gonna say it's all in your mind? I mean, it might be sometime, but not all the time. You can't really say consider that it's gonna be in your mind every time.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like the richer people get, some people they just get more delusional.
Right.
The more delusional that they get, like, it makes no sense whatsoever with the shit that y'all talking about. And since let's get back on Jada, because that's a whole thing on its own, bro. Like, I want to make that a whole episode.
Mm-hmm.
Just even though it's already old now, I want you to look at the John Trump, because I might send you a link so you can actually look at the John. It's funny on its own right, but like, because you know how my humor is sometimes weird at times. Like, it's funny on its own. And the thing is, like, he was thinking like, what the fuck? Like, is this like if you see that and then see like one or two episodes of the actual Netflix series, then we can have a whole conversation about this. Jeez. Like a whole episode about it, but that'd probably be later on down the road.
Yeah.
But but like, I can't get it when they said Jada came out and said Tupac was her soulmate.
Bitch, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I did not mean to call you that.
Yeah.
Hmm?
We still pissed off at her, but we were still respectful.
Yes.
But the thing is, I really don't get. Also, she also said Tupac would propose to her.
Propose to her when?
And guess what? Y'all can check this out on TikTok. Everything you can find shit on TikTok, majority.
TikTok, Twitter.
Yeah, and because one girl did her research basically saying, like, so you telling me you talked to Tupac and he proposed to you when he was at this prison, I forgot the name.
Rikers
Prison, for just that 1 month before he got transferred to another prison. Now, mind you, Tupac had already proposed to one girl and he was already engaged to her before, I forgot her name, but before he went to jail. And the girl went ahead and moved close to Rikers during that time, even close to the other prison that he got transferred to, just to be close to him. And she visited him every day. So you telling me the time that Tupac had proposed to you, you would have saw that girl. Because she was there almost every day seeing Tupac, his actual fiance.
They would have crossed paths at least, because I know visitation ain't that damn long.
And also, the girl who did the research saying, like, Jada, she was no even near Rikers, because when the time she was, like, in her little townhouse or whatever, she purchased a house or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the time that Will got divorced, he called Jada, saying like, hey, you single? She said, yeah. She said, okay, you mine now. And basically said, and then instead of Jada, she said Jada immediately went ahead and went to wherever Will was at to be with him. And she didn't even spend like one day in her new house yet. That's what she said. I probably got information mixed up. But like, just type in
Jada Pinkett Smith
Tupac proposing. You'll probably find it on TikTok. You'll see it all over the place. You'll know what I mean.
She's still thinking about that one picture they had together.
That's just dumb.
Sometimes she wanted his arms wrapped around her again.
Yeah, and the thing is, what got me when somebody put it on Facebook or on Twitter, bro, they said, I got power sleeping mode, that's why. But people said she could be the inspiration that Tupac had made the song Wonder Why They Call You Bitch. Why you look, nigga, you look like a character off the PJs when you do this.
The PJs. Projects.
They were in the PJs.
PJs.
But yeah, the thing is, like, I ain't gonna cap, I might be behind that theory.
gotta hear this song. Yeah, I ain't heard this song in a while.
Wonder why they call you bitch.
Yeah.
He probably could be that. She could be the inspiration. Nah, I'm not really. I'm gonna stop that. I'm probably wrong. That's what people theorize. But that shit's still crazy. Like how, like, and also some people say Will is gay. You think Will Smith gay?
Hell no.
Secret Life?
I didn't see no tendencies of being gay.
Things could be. I wouldn't say he is. I just don't know. Things could happen. Don't even matter now.
Go ahead.
He can pick up.
I'm good.
No, I said these. Oh. He can pick up. But, so I'm just jamming to him. I'm just hearing that shit. I'm jamming like. But it probably ain't. It really ain't. Unless you sit here and listen to music. But it really ain't. She really ain't an inspiration.
It ain't.
But I just feel like right now when they said they were separate since
they stopping traffic.
Oh God. No, I was looking at that too. I was not trying to say nothing. I'm like, damn. I'd be afraid my tires pop, bro.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. If your tires start balling and shit.
Ooh, your ass is grass.
What?
I ain't gonna cry. Kai. I mean, I ain't gonna cap. I kind of like that plaid rap. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm telling you, nigga. I'm trying to like that rap.
I wouldn't mind if it was black and red, though. Black, red, and white. All black and just had their white and red plaid to it.
Nigga, hey, once I learn how to rap, nigga, we can make that happen.
Yeah, I was trying to rap, too. I ain't gonna lie. I was thinking about
it. We can both do that. Ooh.
I kind of got the heat gun, too.
He almost hit that motherfucker.
Oh, God. My heart skipped a beat. I'm not even in the car.
I seen this. I'm like...
But, the thing is... They said they were separated since 2016 or 17, like separate as in like they still married, but not together.
It was an open relationship, like she said.
But the thing is, I feel like you just might as well just divorce because you're just going to hurt that shit even more. And they said, oh, we're going to go ahead and they working through it. I remember I saw in one little report that Jada was building a secret risky room for her and Will. I like. That's too much. Even though I feel like
a sex room.
Yeah, but I feel like that's a lie. Some people just trying to spread. But I'm just saying, if you did say that, you're saying too much information.
Right. You're saying too much. You've been saying too much already since dang on 2020.
And I get it. I just feel like, bro, even some of the shit that she lies about, like the Tupac thing. Mm-hmm. Even they said Jaden, her son, said like some of the shit that she said was a lie.
I'm already.
He coming out with that shit. I like.
I was waiting for that man to come say something.
But I just feel like right now, I just feel they just need a divorce. They just need to just be separate. Like, I feel like, there's two sides to this shit.
Right.
There's two sides. But I feel like, now, if you keep on degrading Will, like, how she is, like, saying, like, little subtle thing, like, passive-aggressive, but still, like, aggressive type shit.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like you just need a divorce, and Will just gonna keep on hurting himself, because he said, I love her, yeah, but you also hurting yourself.
Like, he fucking himself up for longevity and with this money and shit.
He already banned from the academy.
Right.
You can't do shit. Even if you star in movies, he can't get no more awards from the academy no more. Even if he's like, even if people say he did good in this movie, he did fantastic, he should deserve an academy award. He's not going to get it. He's not going to get it. Because you screwed yourself over slapping Chris Rock. And guess what Jaden said about that? Jaden said that he said, even when that happened, this nigga gonna say, that's how we do it. That's how we do it.
That's how we do it off camera. Yeah,
bro. Off camera, nigga. Not on camera, stupid ass.
What
is
this? Shut the fuck up.
You know how people do that edit? When people do that edit, talking about this, say, keep your name out my fucking mouth.
Did you see the one where he said he yelled at y'all, Jaden?
Keep my name. He said, but my dad told me, keep my name out your fucking mouth. Keep my name. I said, I tried so hard not to bust out laughing.
I would have been in that motherfucker crying.
Right. Oh, God. But now let's get to this other thing. Because I got I got two more things. Damn.
My fault. My son is like sitting in my throat, bro.
I got you. But let's get on to this. Let's get off of Jada. Let's get off the Jada man wagon real quick. Well, for right now. Until some other shit happens.
like he was with Kanye West. Did you know that he had a show? We had a failed show.
No, he had a failed show. I know.
Yeah, it was called Alligator Boots. That shit was hard.
Nah, I remember I saw on Facebook when somebody took a picture with Kanye. He was like this meme of like that. And some people commented saying, "Bro, he said if I was with Kanye, I would told him never mind, bro.
I'm scared, bro.
I'm good because if you doing that mean ugly face mug, nigga, god damn.
I still remember that time
when they had caught." him, Kanye and his, you know, not officially married wife, mm-hmm. in the boat trying to be frisky, I like.
Oh, yeah, and they got banned.
Yeah, I like. Damn, you son. Surprised? He lost. I said, you done lost your billionaire status, and now you doing some freaky shit, nigga.
Your ass is going
and
down.
The way he had looked on that boat, I said, looked like his ass is even. He ain't washed his ass. Look, almost like the way he looked on that boy is close. Like, damn, it looked like his ass stank, bro. Like,
send that look dirty.
Send a little clip. Did you wash your ass today?
Ooh, go back in there and wash.
Stank ass. Funky ass.
Come back in there. Ooh. Ooh.
You, that's one thing to tell a black person. A black person just don't say, you stink. You're like, ooh.
Ooh. Especially black mama, go back and try again. Yeah. They let you know.
No, when you say try again, sometimes that remind me like somebody get hit or something like that, or like do some dumb shit. You just have that urge to come over and say, now what we learn. You said don't touch that shit. Bam. Now what we learn.
I kissed the mic again.
Ain't like me when I miss to try to lick my lip, I licked the damn mic.
I almost did it though.
But nah, listen to these two things right here. Les, you ever heard, you didn't hear about on TikTok the Cheesecake Factory woman?
Mm-mm.
All right. Here it is. Check this out.
Oh, shit.
Matter of fact, let me show you this shit. It's better to show you than to tell you. Actually, let's just, I'm just going to tell you, people who are, you know. Okay, this is this black woman, right? Black woman went ahead, dude going to go ahead and pick the black girl, pick this black woman up and took her to the Cheesecake Factory. And she said, I know he ain't brought me to a Cheesecake Factory. First of all, let's get this straight. Cheesecake Factory, holy shit, what happened?
You're trying to cut up right there or swerving and shit, my fault.
Oh, no, that's dumb. Somebody tried to do that shit when it was coming from Charleston one time. But he was driving his big ass, that big ass, like, Toyota, bro. That shit would lift it up. Toyota 4Runner. Oh, yeah, that man was swerving like this behind us.
I would have been scared. Like, what's wrong with this nigga?
Yeah, we were. We let him get in front of us. But back to the thing. Now, listen to this. What do you think about Cheesecake Factory?
Never had cheesecake.
Fuck. Anyway, like, Cheesecake Factory, that shit smack. It slams. It's, you know, it's good. I'm trying to be more urban. I'm trying to be more youthful. Fuck it. That shit good. I fuck with it.
Hell yeah.
I mess with it. Now, mind you. If you saw the outside of any Cheesecake Factory, any well pristine now Cheesecake Factory, mm-hmm. it's a chain restaurant. They look like almost like fine linen, but it's not. Like, you know, they got those cloth napkins, handkerchiefs, and all that shit.
Fancy shit.
Yeah, they even wine cups, but like they fancy, but they not expect. I was seeing you doing this shit. I was trying not to pay attention to that, but like, yeah, you know, have they wine glasses and all that shit, but like, I get it. So, anybody who goes to Cheesecake Factory, they look fine linen, but they really not fine linen. You get what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. they're a regular but upstanding chain restaurant.
Right.
And, you know, their food be good. Apple pie, apple fruit, anything that you want. Desserts, food, steaks. They give you steaks and all that shit. Mimosas, like, any drinks. Shit, these niggas even do martinis. You know a place shit. That does martinis and shit like them.
They gotta be good then.
Yeah, certain places that even have open bars and shit like that. Good Cheesecake Factory. Well-renowned Cheesecake Factories, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, the woman said, like, oh, I'm not, I know he ain't took me to no Cheesecake Factory. Black woman. And he's like a, like, you know, from, look like he could be Hispanic descent, any other, like, he's like a tanner skin tone, like another race. But anyway, right. That's besides the point. Went ahead, he got out of the car. She said, I know he ain't took me to Cheesecake Factory. He said, what are you doing? You're not getting out? He's trying to open the door for her. He said, I'm not getting out. He said, why? You took me to the Cheesecake Factory. He said, you think you could take a woman like me? So Cheesecake Fat, I'm like, bitch, you ain't special. The fuck out of here. Yo, stupid ass.
Who are you, ma'am?
I said, who the fuck is you? You ain't the Queen of England. You ain't Michelle Obama. God damn it.
Is there an actual video of her?
Yeah.
I want to see how she look.
I got you. Let me show you video. Yeah, it's better for me to show you video. It's better to show it. Okay.
Yeah, let me see what she talking about.
Okay.
She talking about something. She thinks she's superior and shit.
Fire. And this is a first date.
Nah.
Yes. Would you want me to open the door for you? This is the Cheesecake Factory. This is the Cheesecake Factory, y'all.
What's the problem with that?
This is a chain restaurant.
Now let's get.
Mitch, you is 2 for $20 at Applebee's.
Yeah, and guess what? Guess what? People think Ruth Chris is a chain restaurant.
It is.
Freaking what's another one? Even freaking steakhouses got chain restaurants.
Brazilian steakhouse
chain restaurant.
Red Lobster
chain restaurant, but any like other high upper class like let's like Salt Bay. Motherfucker got a restaurant in fucking like Los Angeles and other big cities.
Right. He ain't just got one, man.
And then like Gordon Ramsay, he got his own shit. Los Angeles and other big cities, even other countries. So let's get this straight. She said this. I'm gonna sum up the video right here. He got back in the car. He said, "Let's talk. You want to talk about?" He said, "The dude said you want to talk about." He said, "Let's talk about." He's getting car. He said, "All right." Got in there, and he went ahead and he said, "What's wrong?" She said, "You gonna take me to the Cheesecake Factory?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "What's wrong with that?" She said, "You think you supposed to take a woman like me to the Cheesecake Factory?" I said, "Bitch, you ain't special. The fuck is you? You ain't
like I said, 2 for $20 Applebee's."
And the thing was, guess what? Listen, hear me out. The dude made reservations to another restaurant before the Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, see, he was testing her.
No, he wasn't testing her. He kind of took her. He was taking her to like you know like a place that he would afford. Like it's still wine and dine. You still got wine and dine places mm-hmm. out here that people can afford. Regular people can afford. Like it's wine and dine.
Right.
So he had reservations to a pristine one, like a good not like a out of pocket one like Ruth Chris probably like spent out of pocket like a pristine one in their town in their city or their town. Right. Mm-hmm. He made reservations. He went to her apartment. He was waiting on her. She was taking too long in her apartment. He asked, "Can I go up there and come into the apartment?" She said, "No, it's too early. It was too soon for that. It's too early for that." He said, "Okay, you know it's a first date. You get it. You just meeting her.
Right.
That's okay." But the thing is, he said, "You didn't let me go to your apartment, and you didn't let me hold your hand." She said, "Because that's too early. That's too soon. That's too early for that." He said, "Okay, I get that. That's respectful. It's a first date. We got to see about each other."
Right.
He said, "I get that." He said, "But I had made reservations to a restaurant before this Cheesecake Factory. But when I came to pick you up, you took too long to come downstairs, and that's why." And he said, "Since you took too long, I told you we had reservations, but you took too long. That's why we here at the Cheesecake Factory, because you was wasting time."
Oh, so you fucked up your blessing.
Yeah, you basically fucked up your blessing. And now she going to say, like, trying to embarrass him. That's why I don't get a woman these days. Why are you going to go ahead and record somebody and say this is... Like, nigga, you know how many times some woman, other woman will go to a Cheesecake Factory?
Yeah, that shit. Probably come and see it. I would have went to that motherfucker.
Hell yeah, you got a whole bunch of motherfuckers. I'll go to that Cheesecake Factory. Nigga, if you have not went to the Cheesecake Factory, y'all are missing the hell out.
Never been, so I guess I'm missing
out. You got to go.
I have to go.
Yeah, that shit is good, bro. But I don't get it. Because the thing is, some women today, they want you to spend a bag on them just for a first date.
I don't need to spend a bag on my damn stuff like that.
Oh, God, but the thing is, what happens is just like regular old walk, like coffee dates, regular like fair dates or something like that, just to walk, you know, to actually get the person. Like, you don't have to spend out of pocket. Now, today's woman, you got to spend almost like a band just to go ahead for them to know. And I have learned that if a dude made reservations or made plans to a place and then she going to call, she said, "You know what? I don't want to go to that place." If she changes that, if she said, "I don't want to go there, let's go here," that means she don't respect you. That means she's not into you.
She don't respect your choices.
Yeah, she don't respect your choices, and she's not into you. And she's suggesting, "Let's go to this restaurant, like Ruth Chris," because she want to milk you for everything you get. She said, "Okay, I don't like him, but I can milk him for everything that he got."
Right.
Like, let's be for real. Oh, shit. Oh, the end of... God damn, that shit bright. Nah, son.
What?
That's too much. The inside of that car?
Oh, yeah, the detail on it? Yeah. I think that's
nigga, that's Pokemon. He got the Pokemon symbol. That's freaking Zapdos.
Yeah, that's his Trackhawk.
Oh, that's Trackhawk. Oh, yeah, it kind of look like Zapdos. But like, that's too much. But like, that's why I don't get. That's one thing. And now she made a video. It's not even an apology. But she took too long. You know how sometimes I sit down and think for some reason. Mm-hmm. She took time. She
sit there.
And then just said another sentence. Like, bro, some people in the comments, he said, "Try it again. Come back when you have your thoughts together.
I'll give you your time."
But you feel like this is not, like, after that whole thing people got on her, you got some women out here saying, like, oh, he took it to Cheesecake. He said, no, that's not an ideal first date. If he's not going ahead and trying to take you shopping afterwards, then you're
shopping
not
getting for what?
Bitch, I just met you.
Right.
I'm not spending money. I only spend money on if you my girl right. or if you my wife.
You almost made me cuss.
I did. I didn't care. But you got some other older woman, like in their 30s or 40s, saying like that. She said, yeah, if he not taking you shopping afterwards, who is you? This is why you.
Take a nap.
No, I'd be like this. You got a man? That'd be my first question. I'd be like this. Like, you said, you ain't taking me shopping afterwards? I said, you got a man? No? All right, then. And look, I'd be like, niggas, case closed. We figured it out.
You got how many children you got?
Huh?
I said, how many children you got, ma'am?
Four. Exactly. Mm-hmm. He said, how many baby daddies? Four. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Ask them niggas.
Stupid ass.
I'm not one of them niggas.
And get, look at her right now. This is without makeup. Nigga, she look like a Muppet.
Yeah.
A little bit makes you look a Muppet.
Weak as hell.
But the thing is, guess what? This shit went as far as them as the some dudes asking her to come on the podcast, and she talked to the dude that took her out on the first date to come on the podcast. I like, this shit is skit, my nigga.
Yeah, that shit
fake. That's a skit. Come on, my nigga. Like, the dude for the first date, he actually agreed to do this shit? You was a lie.
Like, nigga, I'm not. I ain't never been on like a date. I have been on the first date a couple of times. This is strange.
Like my idea of first date, like, you could be corny, like go out to walk, go see a movie, go out and get something to eat, or go for a coffee. Hell, if it's fair time, take you out to the fair.
That too, or go bowling, or top golf. Anybody ever went to top golf for real?
Oh my God.
On a date? Well, they do it now, but shit.
But nah. Let's get to this last one right here. This one is a teacher teaching students her pronouns on first day of school.
Teaching her pronouns?
Her
pronouns. Teaching them pronouns.
She's not he or she, or she's not he, she, her, his, or whatever. She's Z, Z, and whatever. Those pronouns that start with a fucking Z. ZZ. That's what I don't get. What the fuck is these pronouns for? I swear to God, if I see these pronouns on a job application, I say all hope is lost. All common sense in reality is gone.
At that point, I'm not working for somebody else. I really don't want to work for nobody at all right now. But at that point,
me either. Yeah. The thing is, like, if I see Z or Z, I'd be like, you know what? I do not want to be a part of this establishment, because I swear to God, if I come to somebody and say my pronouns are Z or Z, and I miss to say ma'am or sir, I'm not dealing with that shit.
Right.
Because
and they say, I'm not a ma'am, I'm not a sir,
and they're gonna be appalled. Like, I see you as I see you. How am I supposed to know your shit is Z or Z?
How the fuck am I supposed to know this? So what am I supposed to call you, Zed?
Zed, like. And then people saying, like, he said, one student said, is this common knowledge? Are we supposed to know this? Are we supposed to, she said, well, for me, for you to know about me. I'm like, bitch, if you're a woman, you a woman. I'm going to say, ma'am. I'm going to say,
now,
ma'am, she.
Now, tell me, before you even be called a, like, a sir or something, okay, that's understandable. But.
Yeah, like, okay, if you a dyke, sir, man, like, if you don't mind be called ma'am or sir, right. if you a dyke. I get it. Now, if you come with Zer, Z's, X, or Y, bruh, I'm about to say, what the hell is this? Nigga, we pronounce vowels for your goddamn pronouns? A, E, I, O, U, nigga?
Syllables and shit?
Sometimes Y? Like, this shit is getting out of hand right now with the pronouns. Like, I'm not saying, like, if some, like, okay, like a transgender. Like, if you didn't get the full foot surgery and all that, some might say, if you, and your voice is still deep, you still might say, okay, sir. All of a sudden, I am a ma'am. Well, shit, you mad at this nigga calling you a sir, but you ain't mad. But how could you be mad? Because this person is still respectful.
Word,
they being respectful for you. They could say, all right, man. All right, homie. They could have said that out of nowhere.
They could have been rude as hell. I couldn't tell.
Shit. I couldn't tell. It's crazy. But nah, just like with me one time, I was helping my grandma. Oh damn, the for real. Got the car for that shit. You better put that shit up. If somebody clink, take that shit.
Hard,
I couldn't have big necklaces like that. I don't like that.
Me neither. I just want like a simple.
I want a rose gold. That's it, Cuban link.
I want a diamond.
Actually, I do want a rose gold with crusted little diamond on it. That's what I want. But I want no big ass pendant, my nigga. I don't like big pendants.
I want a medium size pendant. I don't want too big.
Give me my freaking, all these people with Hellcats charging all that and Lambo. Give me, and Uruses, just give me, bruh. You know the
new. You want a Urus?
No, but you know the muscle car that just came out, bruh? Mm-hmm. the black, people call it the black horse Mustang. I call it the black stallion Mustang. Bro, no, on God, you can turn that shit up and rev it with the key.
What the fuck?
Nigga, that's you can hard. Like unlock it and click the lock button again. And that shit, you can rev it up for a little rev, like a test rev, and then do it again for like two or three revs. I like. And it's called the black horse. I like. Nigga, I like, nigga, that is the car. Y'all can come out with your Hellcat scat packs and all that shit. When I come with my Mustang, bro, that black stallion.
I'm coming with that Cadillac. I want that Cadillac so bad.
I think the only exotic car I probably would get is a Lotus.
Lotus?
Yeah, that's the only car I would get. That's the only exotic car I would ever, if I ever get an exotic car. I don't know about no Urus and all that, but like a Lotus. But yeah.
Oh, that's that. That's look at the car.
Mm-hmm.
It closes like.
By itself?
Oh, it don't do that.
Nah.
Like when we halfway closed, it closes all the way. Mm. I don't think it do it, but I think the car. I really don't want a Hellcat no more. I want a Chrysler 300 SRT 8. That bitch hard. Yeah, come on.
Oh, the SS one?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
If not, I'm gonna get old school.
True, but yeah, man. Like with the pronouns, I feel like pronouns and shit getting out of hand. Like, you really are getting out of hand. Like I said, you'll get pissed off if the dude missed and call you sir, but you're not gonna get, but you won't get pissed off if they don't be polite to you, be respectful.
Right.
It's, like, it's not you right. Worry about more of your pronouns than the respect and being kind. Like, let's come on, let's get that for real. But like one time I missed it, like I was, like I said, I was helping my grandma with COVID testing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was at the church, and like people, you know, it was a clinic right there. Like the clinic did a pop up thing, and Audi. My bad. Yeah, one of those Audi SUVs. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, yeah, them bitches hard. Yeah. Or BMW SUVs.
True, but like they were lined up. I was supposed to give them numbers and put numbers on the windshield and tell them like to follow that car to keep them lined up and straight.
Mm-hmm.
And one time I was like, it was so many people, bro. It was because it was hot that time. Like during that time, bro, it was like summer. I said, bro, it's getting too damn hot. When a dude came up, I said, I was so quick with him. I was like, how you doing? I didn't say how you doing. So I said, how you doing, player? I said, here you go. I said, here's the form. Here's the pen, pencil, whatever you need. Right here, sign what you need to do. I put your number right here on your windshield. Your number, such and such. The only thing you got to do is go ahead, follow him, player. Go ahead. I kept on calling player, and then I was walking around, make sure everybody was good, everybody's good, everybody's all right. He said, I came back to old dude. I said, sir, you doing good? He said, oh shoot, now I'm a sir. He like, no, he wasn't even mad. He was laughing. He said, oh shoot, he said, I'm a sir now. He said, son, you almost got me in trouble when you called me a player. My wife looked at me like this, thought I had some explaining to do.
Literally, dude, that's how we talk.
And like, you know, when you respectful, like you, when you calm and at ease, you talk polite. But then when you in a rush, how you doing, player? You get this shit right here and you keep on going.
Right.
Came in, he said, duh. He said, play. He said, I'm a sir now. He said, son, you almost got me in trouble. He said, call me a player. My wife looked at me like I had something to talk to her about. She like,
you got something to tell me?
Yeah.
No, fuck.
But nah, you got any?
I don't know this nigga.
But anyway, bro. I think this is about it. We already about like what?
We didn't do our week check-in, man. How was your week, man?
Oh yeah, we didn't do that. Damn. Because we were so engulfed because of the promo and stuff. Yeah, yeah, shout out.
We hungry and shit.
Yeah, but yeah, my week pretty good. It was like because I'm a part of a new team right now, like the diagnosing network team, and like in the building that we in, we ain't got that much work. So to be honest with you, we were just sitting down for real majority of the time. We were basically getting paid just to sit down. This shit was boring. Like, like when you work. You don't want to work now because you're doing so much. But right. Then once you ain't got nothing to do, be like, damn, why am I here?
I'm but ready to go. See you home.
But at the same time, you don't want to go because you're going to miss out on your check.
Right. You're going to miss on that money.
I said, damn.
Once you leave early, your check will go down. I'll be mad as hell. My check be doing that.
Yeah, I'm trying to save my sick time, though. My sick leave.
Same here.
But yeah. But yeah, it was like slow. Like, be boring and slow, bro, at times. But like, it's all right. Like, how's your week?
It was all right, you know, it was straight, it was cool, and everything. Not really much happened for real. They got me off tomorrow.
Oh, you off tomorrow?
Yeah. That's so I might not go in, depending on how I feel.
If you off tomorrow, why are you going in?
Because I used to work that day.
Boy, if you don't stay, I'd be like this. I said, thank God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, they got me working 9 to 6 next week.
Oh, damn. You can sleep a little, but damn, you stay like an hour more than me because I usually go there at like, I have to be at 8:30, 30 minutes more than me. I mean, I'd be there at 8:30, then I leave at 5:30. But if we take a 30-minute lunch, we can leave at 30 minutes early, so I can leave at 5 o'clock.
Damn, I'm going to do that.
But yeah. But actually, we didn't do this in a minute. Let's go back, because I be seeing a whole bunch of people be doing, like, on their podcast. They say, am I the a-hole for such and such and such and such? They got theirs. We got to go back to the nitty-gritty, how it all began with HBCU confessions. Okay. We got to get back into that. We got to get...
Where's my mother? God damn. Oh, my God. Big old titty.
It's a big old titty. Yeah, let's hurry do that. Yeah, right here. Because I got to... I ain't gonna lie. Let's hurry do this because I got a side hustle going. I got a side gig going on.
It's 229.
Oh, damn. What in the fuck?
That nigga,
this sandwich hitting. Look at this sandwich must be here. Look at his hairline.
That nigga, that shit is coming off. That bitch is drifting away.
Oh, man. Okay, what we got? What we got here? What we got here? Actually, I had took some screenshots of something. I wanted to show you something. It was another thing. What was it? What was it? Oh, back on the Jada thing real quick. It said, this is from Michael Blackson. This on Twitter said, Michael Blackson responded to Jada Pinkett Smith's claim that Tupac had alopecia. It said this. It said, if Tupac had alopecia, that means Michael Jordan had alopecia. Aaron Hall had alopecia. R. Kelly had alopecia. The nigga from Onyx had alopecia, the old rap group. Moses Chestnut, mommy Morris Chestnut had alopecia. And the rapper and the rap nigga that just divorced his Chinese wife had alopecia, LOL.
Oh, Jeezy?
Alopecia is a cool disease to have. I'm going to name my daughter alopecia. That's crazy.
He had got off.
Oh, God, bro.
That nigga got off.
Right, it's just right here. That's what I got. From Daily Loud, Jada Pinkett Smith reveals she built a beautiful secret sex room for her and Will. It ain't secret no damn more.
It ain't secret no more. What the fuck you make it for?
Boy, I tell you.
You weren't having sex with him. You were having sex in August. Thinking it was Tupac.
Why I laugh like that? Oh, damn. I'm trying to find, like... Oh, my God. It says this. It says... I found one. It said... I made a confession about me dry humping a few weeks ago, and it seems to have... What the hell? I saw you jump up for the corner of my eye.
I heard something.
What the hell am I watching?
It's a vlog.
Goddamn muscular ass female.
That's key.
Damn, struggling, ain't it? I made a confession about me liking dry humping a few weeks ago, and it seems to have gotten a bit of backlash. But let me defend myself. Yes, I'm a virgin. I'm only 18. I'm also a woman. Something about the pressure, I don't know, it can explain. Well, damn, you 18, you a woman. I thought this was going to be a dude. I said, how does a woman dry hump?
The pillow is right.
Oh, I said,
yeah. I mean, that's
the thing, but why would you put it there? That's nobody's business. Right. You a virgin. Don't do that.
At least try and get a little piece of something, you know what I'm saying?
I know, but be cautious.
You too, dude. And then maybe put on the pillow. Too far.
I'm not even gonna say anything of that. Cause it's not even that funny. Let me see if we can find another one. Oh, it's I've been holding on to this for a while. LOL. I want to have a threesome with my boyfriend, but I don't want him to touch the other girl. I want the other girl only for me. by my boyfriend.
So that's a threesome for you and not for us.
That's for him, nigga. What the hell, nigga? That's for her.
Oh, yeah. You said that's for him. I was like, huh?
Yeah, I see.
It's a dude on dude?
No, it's a girl. Oh. Girl. It's a girl, boy.
Oh.
She a dyke?
Stud? Yeah.
Dyke, stud. What's the difference?
Stud is, I guess, older, I guess. I don't know. No, it's just the same thing, but
fucking Black Stallion.
They'd rather be called stud. They would
call them stallions, goddamn.
Girls would rather be called studs if they on that type of line.
I don't know why, because I think I used to hear.
That's a question you have to ask you.
Yeah, I know. That's why, like, because you know, being around older folks,
mm-hmm.
you listen to hear you hear Bull Dagger,
yeah,
and you hear Dyke. Well, Bull Dagger, that's back then, right there. Then you hear growing up with almost our parents is a Dyke.
Mm-hmm.
Then with us is a stud. Well, still with us, it's still kind of a dyke, but then you got, I don't know, fucking, I don't know.
Bulldaggo.
Bulldaggo. She remind me of freaking, who is his name? Ricky Smiley with his grandma. Eat that damn banana. Eat that damn.
Now, did you see the new meme with Sexy Red?
No, well.
Suck your butt, nigga.
This is suck your butt. That's crazy.
Yes, please. Yes, what are you?
I'm thinking, like, who the fuck?
Going to get.
It said, why that my first link? I always give bad deep. What the fuck? Hold a minute. But by the third or fourth time, I'm showing. Holy shit. This person said, I'm confident. I feel confident with my body count of 20. Mm-hmm. Body count is 20. It's I love pleasing men, but I have never came before unless it was with this rose toy and I just bought it. I also have high sex drive, but always feel something is off. I do my part and they come multiple times, but not me. You feel proud of body count of 20?
I wouldn't.
Nigga, so you telling me you are R&R, reduce, reuse, recycle?
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
I just pull that shit out my bag. I ain't gonna lie. So you tell me you like to be reduce, reuse, recycle?
Put it at your ass. That's a. Wait. Suck your buddy, nigga.
You said, I don't see that many yams. I don't see that much yams.
That should be moving, though.
Got moving. That old man. With all that movement back there.
Her and Gloria.
There's a lot of movement. Gloria, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Gloria, hallelujah. Okay, let me feed. This is probably the last one because HBCU Confession ain't got nothing that much.
They been in a drought.
Yeah. Okay. It's in an effort to not think about my ex, I changed the porn I watch. I've been watching gay porn. What the fuck? And oh my god, I can't. That shit threw me off guard when I said that shit. Let me read it again. In effort to not think about my ex, I changed the porn I watch. I've been watching gay porn, and how do these men take these drillings? They be going crazy. I'm intrigued. This nigga said I'm intrigued.
So, what does your ex have to do
with it? I don't think I want to try it, but those bottoms be taking the poundings for real. Like it's wild. What the fudge, bruh? So every woman reminds you of your girl?
Right. I'm gonna say, what does your ex have to do with you watching porn?
Hold up, wait a minute.
There's somebody knocking on.
It said, please tell me how do you pull a stud? She thick but acts kinda masculine. I really wanna see how she acts in the bedroom. Getting her back blown out. I know there are some studs that want some real duh. Because, I gotta say, because of Dashy, bro. Dashy XP. They still be going, they still be getting pregnant. You still be having studs getting pregnant, right? You got thick studs, too. Why you? Why you? Yeah, I knew about why you on playing for the other team, but you think? God damn it!
That's that basketball.
Let me get a bite.
I'm weak in here.
Let me get a bite chunk out of that ass. Let's get that stupid shit. All right, mate. You got any opinions of what we went over today? Anything this episode? Anything at all?
Get some money.
Get some money on, so you got some fun, young. And Taylor Swift will never beat Whitney Houston in a million fucking years. Actually, in Infinity, so you can kiss my ass about that shit. We stand on that. Oh, I like how he just stomped his foot when he just did that shit. We stand on that. This nigga said,
even Deion Sanders with his eight toes down. He is standing behind Whitney Houston.
Eight toes down is crazy. Oh, shit. Well, since we got the HBCU confessions.
HBCU?
I just realized that HBCU confessions out the way. Even though they ain't got nothing. They really ain't got. Damn, she need to shave her damn arms. And let me shave her armpits down. I know you want to be a stud, but damn, be fresh with it, nigga.
That lady, that she's seen. She's probably got a dark spot.
Probably so. I don't know. Probably got a little hair there. Probably got a little growth. Let me start.
K-Hood, roll up K. If you ever see this. It has come across YouTube. If you see a clip of us.
Why she grab what? It's on.
Don't
what
mind.
You got there?
Don't mind what this nigga saying.
I'm sorry.
Come fuck with us.
What? I can't put my freaking headphones back on. Why are you grabbing your crotch area? What are you grabbing?
Let me see the headphones. I want to hear.
Hey, I'm still like, what are you grabbing?
It's working.
It's working? Yeah, working.
But like, hell yeah, it's working. God damn it.
Like, bruh, I don't get it. Why are you grabbing? What you grabbing there? To all studs out there, you grab your crotch air. What are you grabbing?
Mom just said she getting Burger King. I don't want Burger King.
Shit, my mom had little Burger King specials, Whoppers. I can't. I don't know. I don't want Burger King. Oh, shit. But anyway.
I'm good. I don't want Burger King.
But anyway. You good now? Is everything good?
Oh, yeah.
Trying to close.
Oh, my fault.
Trying to theme that shit. Let me stop. Anyway, y'all, it's been your boy Zach Dariah, aka we did not introduce ourselves. I just realized that
we didn't. Oh, damn.
Y'all know already. But anyway, it's your boy Zach Dariah, aka ZTR.
And it's your boy Bam Tutan, aka Bambino.
Peace. We out.
A town. Yeah.
Even though we're not in Atlanta,
we from South Kakalaki.
Peace out, y'all.